Psalm 132, a favorite psalm of mine, and this time I'm going to read it to you first out of the Message Bible. So we'll hide that one for a while, Pat. Then we're going to say it out of the traditional King James Bible, because you all are familiar with it. Yes, I, God, chose Zion, the place I wanted for my shrine. God does what he wants. Has anybody figured that one out yet? We come to wisdom when we understand that God does what he wants. This will always be my home. This is what I want, and I'm here for good. I'll shower blessings on the pilgrims who come here and give supper to those who arrive hungry. I'll dress my priest in salvation clothes. The holy people will sing their hearts out. Are we holy people?
You bet.
Are you holy? Is that neat to be able to say that? I am holy. I am holy. I like that. Only because of the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
And the fact that we have confessed every sin that we know of. Yeah. And we have received his forgiveness. It's not just in the confession. But we need to receive the gift that he's given us. The gift of total forgiveness. Isn't that neat? I like it. So of course we'll sing aloud with joy. Amen. Oh, I'll make the place radiant for David. I'll fill it with light for my anointed. I'll dress his enemies in dirty rags, but I'll make his crown sparkle with splendor. Amen. His enemies, those things that want to distract us. Well, guess what? They're going to be dressed with dirty rags, but we're going to have the crown of David residing on us too. Amen? As we totally embrace Jesus Christ, we get all the blessings that God gave David. Those all come to us because we are indeed complete in him. Anybody agree?
I agree.
I agree with me. Okay, let's stand and let's say it from King James together. What a neat scripture. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saint shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Amen. How true. We can worship freely this morning as we come before the Lord in song. Let's put our whole hearts into it as we worship him.